This article appeared in the fall 2009 issue of UU World magazine and is available online at uuworld.org. Congregational Life, Youth, Adults, Bond Through Service Trips by Donald E. Skinner. The Reverend John Burens is a great believer in sending teenagers off to places they've never been and letting them work with their hands and their hearts, places like New Orleans and Appalachia, for example. Burens Congregation, First Parish in Needham, Massachusetts, is one of the growing number of congregations that has discovered that service trips for youth and adults are a great way to help people in need and cultivate a lifelong awareness of the importance of serving others. The youth group at First Parish did its first service trip in 2004, traveling to a town on the Tennessee-Kentucky border. About a dozen youth helped the local group build housing. Then, in 2005, after Hurricane Katrina, the group volunteered in New Orleans. On a third trip to Holyoke, one of the poorest cities in Massachusetts, they helped create community gardens. Then they traveled a second time to New Orleans. A group of 25 youth and 6 adults traveled most recently to Dorchester, Massachusetts. There they worked with an after-school center that focuses on youth and also helped refurbish the building and grounds of the First Parish Church, a small UU congregation. In addition to helping others, such trips tend to knit the participants together, said Burens. The 275-member Needham congregation has a youth group of about 30 members. Burens credits its vitality to the service trips. The bonding among the youth is tremendously deepened by going off and doing something together, sleeping on the floor and working in small teams. Byron Dorfer, who will be a high school senior this fall, was on the Dorchester trip and the most recent trip to New Orleans. In New Orleans, he helped construct a kitchen that serves people with HIV/AIDS and other conditions. In Dorchester, he was part of a crew that renovated a nursery in the church. Now he's committed, he said. I plan on doing trips my whole life. Out of all my high school experiences, the most memorable ones have come out of these trips. Nobody does service trips more or better than the Winchester, Massachusetts Unitarian Society and its youth group, WUSI G. Jessica Rubenstein, Director of Youth Ministries, said, "We've done service trips for 12 years now. The very first year I started at Winchester, I asked the youth what they wanted to do in the group. We want to build stuff," they said. So the next year we did our first Habitat for Humanity service trip. We went to Paterson, New Jersey, and dug a foundation for a house, and they loved it. After that, they were hooked on service. Since Hurricane Katrina, the youth group has made at least one trip a year to the Gulf Coast. On one trip, there were 43 volunteers. These trips so inspired the adults in the congregation that they created their own organization, Gulf Coast Volunteers for the Long Haul, which has led 16 intergenerational trips to the Gulf. See Finding Relief in the Storm, an essay about Gulf Coast Volunteers for the Long Haul by one of its founders, the Reverend Mary J. Harrington, at uuworld.org. Many people think first of the Unitarian Universalist Service Committee, or Habitat for Humanity, when they think of service trips. Since 1996, the UUSC has operated dozens of Just Works camps in the United States and around the world for more than 2,000 participants. Each year, it offers week-long projects to help participants work directly with people in local communities. These participants also receive an education in the root causes and effects of injustice and learn advocacy skills for addressing issues of poverty, discrimination, and racism in their own communities. Anna Bartlett, Senior Administrative Assistant in the UUSC Programs Department, said people sign up for UUSC camps because they want a way to put their values into action in a real, hands-on way, and they like doing it with a group of other people. Susie DeBeers has participated in 4 UUSC service camps in Mississippi and New Orleans since Katrina. Retired and living in Appleton, Wisconsin, De Beers is a member of the Fox Valley Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. "What's important to me is to go and walk in the shoes of other people," she said. "People who have been affected by humanitarian crises, for example. It has deepened my desire to make a difference in other people's lives, not only by doing the actual work on the trips, but when I come home, I make calls and talk to people in an effort to actually change policies through political action." First Universalist Church in Minneapolis has offered a different type of service camp for the past 18 years. Unity Summer places youth in summer internships with social justice organizations. Deborah Rogers, Director of Faith in Action at First Universalist, said that more than 400 youth have participated in the program. "The goal is to create a new generation of change agents as well as a space for youth to come together and learn from and with each other," she said. In the summer of 2003, Tracy Mayer worked for the Resource Center of the Americas, a group that works for the rights of Latin American immigrants. Mayer helped educate elementary school children about clothing sweatshops. "It was really a wonderful experience," she said. "I liked coming to work because I was doing something I believed in." Now in college, she hopes to earn a law degree and work for nonprofit organizations. "That summer experience helped motivate me to consider a career in social justice work." Resources. The Winchester Unitarian Society Youth Group has several videos about their service trips and a youth speakers panel. Go to wusy.org/wusyghome.htm. Information about Winchester's Gulf Coast Volunteers for the Long Haul can be found at longhaulvolunteers.org. For information on volunteering in New Orleans, go to firstuuno.org. Click on Katrina Recovery, then select How to Volunteer. Donald E. Skinner is a UU World contributing editor. Spiritual Landmarks by Jane Greer. The 130-member First Unitarian Universalist Church of Wichita, Kansas, had children very much in mind when they planned their new building. The new 7,000-square-foot building includes three religious education classrooms that take up 40% of the building, said Marcia Diggs, the congregation's former president. "It was very much a concern that they have great rooms." The congregation has intergenerational worship twice a month. Completed in February 2008, the new building reflects the congregation's desire for three things, Diggs said: a feeling of connection with the outside, universal accessibility, and visibility in the community. "It scored on all three counts," she said. "Large windows give congregants a sense of connection to the Kansas landscape. Universal accessibility has brought some congregants back who were unable to access the old building, and the church's new location on a busy street has led to new members. The building's clean, simple lines replicate the Kansas landscape. In addition to the religious education rooms, the building includes a fellowship hall, library, kitchen, and offices. The fellowship hall is being used as a sanctuary until the congregation can raise money to build a new one. Three rooms have been constructed as safe rooms with 18-inch thick concrete walls to withstand Kansas tornadoes. Set on a 5.5-acre lot, the building was built using many green construction techniques, including using low emissivity glass windows to lower the total heat flow, putting the ductwork inside rooms instead of in the ceiling, and buying dual flush toilets to reduce water consumption. Jane Greer is senior editor of UU World. Beacon Press to reissue MLK writings by Christopher L. Walton. Beacon Press announced May 27th that it had formed a partnership with the estate of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. to publish new editions of King's work in a series called the King Legacy. The partnership gives Beacon Press the exclusive right to publish new editions of King's previously published work and to issue new compilations of his sermons, lectures, and other writings, according to Beacon Press's Pamela McCall. In a press release, Helene Atwan, director of Beacon Press, said, "We feel enormously privileged to be the new publishers of Dr. King's work. His vision and his message are more essential than ever in a world where, despite great gains, the global aspects of the radical inequities Dr. King devoted his life to exposing and addressing are all too apparent." Beacon Press will issue new editions of three of King's out-of-print titles to mark Martin Luther King Jr. Day in 2010. Stride Toward Freedom, first published in 1958, Strength to Love, first published in 1963, and Where Do We Go From Here, which Beacon Press published in paperback in 1968. After that, many new volumes will follow, Atwan said, at an event announcing the project at Unitarian Universalist Association headquarters in Boston on May 27th. Books that will collect Dr. King's writings and orations on the subjects of peace and nonviolence, on poverty and global economic justice, on God and the role of religion in society, on all of the subjects which were so central to his work. Beacon Press is an independent publisher owned by the UUA. The press originated as the publishing arm of the American Unitarian Association, one of the UUA's predecessors, in the 1850s, and has published significant titles on American race relations throughout its history, including King's Where Do We Go From Here, James Baldwin's Notes of a Native Son, and Cornel West's Race Matters. The King Legacy plans to issue two or three new volumes a year. Claiborne Carson, the director of the Martin Luther King Jr. Research and Education Institute at Stanford University, will serve as advisory editor to the series. Dexter Scott King, one of Martin Luther King Jr.'s sons, said in a statement read by a literary agent representing the King estate, "Beacon Press is one of America's most courageous and visionary publishers, and there is every reason to believe that they will do an outstanding job publishing his works and distributing them to the largest possible audience." UUA President William G. Sinkford said, "The partnership between our Beacon Press and the King Estate, which we celebrate today, calls up some of the proudest moments of our history and some of our most profound commitments. Dr. King's life and his transformative work for justice are deeply embedded in our history and our understanding of ourselves as a religious people." 6109. Christopher L. Walton is editor of UU World. UU World is the magazine of the Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations. This recording is made possible by the UUA Department of Communications and the UUA Accessibilities Office. I'm Dick Hill. I'm an audiobook narrator, and my website is www.dickhill.com.